Welcome to the Grunt Free Press PC hardware review. This is a show on a website where we review PC hardware, and we guide you step by step about how to build a PC from scratch, where to get the best deals. Formerly we were Grunt Free Press podcast, where we'd review games, but I've been too lazy to fucking write any game reviews. So I think the new direction for the site is just going to be this focus on hardware and PC soft, utility software and updating, because it's just my area of expertise, as you can tell, is just fucking, my knowledge of fucking, the hardware market is just fucking unrivaled. I mean, my friends call me, Ben Heck. I mean, just fucking behind, I walk in a room, it's like, oh, hey, Ben's here, there's fucking Ben Heck. Or at least I'll do the fucking the cheap shit I buy from fucking Amazon. Just talk about that for a little bit. The cheap shit I buy to replace the previous cheap shit I bought from Amazon that broke. So I'm pretty much just get out of the way. I'm just gonna fucking I'll get to the video games eventually, but up front, just. This is the Grunt Free Press podcast. We're the podcast of gruntfreepress.com. I'm your host, Absolute Deicide. This is episode 54. I don't know, just to clear that up. Kind of a rambling fucking intro, because I already recorded this. And speaking of how great I am with fucking hardware, my fucking computer's decided to fucking like update or some shit. Just shut up. Just randomly fucking shuts off and turns back on, like fucking like random times of the fucking day. I think it's just a fucking dumb update or something it's doing, but I don't know how the fuck to shut that off. It's just fucking annoying. Like, I'll be playing a fucking game, it's just like, oh, hey, fucking shut off, turn on. I don't know what the fuck that is. Like, I thought it was fucking Steam for a while. Like, fucking, like, oh, it's because it's fucking, it seemed like every time it happened, I'd fucking open Steam up again and be like, oh, Steam's updating, like, whatever. That was gay. And then I fucking just, like, turned off, I made sure, I'm like, oh, I don't, like, I didn't want that to fucking happen, so I'm like, made damn sure. I'm like, alright, I gotta make sure fucking Steam's fucking closed out completely, not fucking running, nothing. Alright, we're good. I made that effort, and then like fucking like record like 15 minutes, and then fucking like computer just fucking shuts off. I'm like, dude, like, what the fuck? At least it was just 15 minutes, but again, fucking going through this shit again, it sucks. I don't even like fucking doing it the first time. I'm God help you for fucking listening, because I don't expect anybody to. This is fucking awful. But anyway, my new headset, it's called the HyperX Cloud. This is the brand and designation of said headset. Something like that. Again, I was fucking switching off every. Got this to replace it, a Poke Audio headset that fucking broke last week or whatever. So I just fucking like, ah, whatever. Just fucking got the cheapest gaming headset off of Amazon. And this is one that popped up with pretty good reviews. Sound wise, I'd say it's on par or slightly better than the fucking Turtle Beaches that have been my fucking workhorse for like whatever, 5 years. Yeah, and I still love those. They're fucking, I use them as like a backup. The fucking, again, the headband's all fucking taped up and shit, and they're kind of fucked up, but they work, and it's just fucking like, ah, whatever. See, that seems to be the issue. What happened to those fucking, the Polk ones, what happened to the fucking Turtle Beach ones? Like, the past, like, fucking 3-4 fucking headsets I've had, it's been just been fucking like, the headband fucking snaps for whatever reason. It's not like I have a, overly large fucking head or anything. It's just fucking like, it's just fucking, I don't know, it's wear and tear, I guess. And me, putting them on my fucking head, taking them off, and just fucking, the band like stretching, and I don't know, point of failure must be like the, connection between the fucking, the headband and The ear cups. Again, I'm just fucking making these terms up. I don't know what the fuck. I don't think I've ever actually paid attention to a fucking like real fucking headset review or whatever, what the fuck they call them, but that's what I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go with the fucking headband and ear cups, and we're just gonna go with that. So I'd say, I'd say the fucking again, the first thing I did, I fucking opened them up. I'm looking at that part, you know what I mean? That connector. See what's up. I'm gonna fucking see how sturdy they were. It seems like it's fucking metal. Like at first, I'm like, oh, this is fucking, that part's pretty fucking thin. Like I'm gonna call it, fucking guarantee it's gonna fucking break. This fucking, it seemed kind of like, again, just like thin, whatever. I'm like fucking, and I looked at him. I'm playing with it. I'm like, hey, is it like metal? Like this fucking connecting part is like fucking metal, I think, or some kind of like hard fucking plastic. Anyway, I'm like, oh, it's not bending. Like it seems pretty fucking sturdy. So as again, I'd say probability of that happening like soon that had pissed me off is lower than average because fucking it seems like something they fucking put extra effort into. Fucking make that part metal. So maybe I'm not the only one with that problem. I don't know. So thumbs up for that. In theory, we'll see how it holds up. But one thing I am concerned about breaking on these HyperX Cloud, whatever the fuck the headset. Looking at it, I'm like, fucking, what the fuck is this? Is well, one thing I'm concerned about breaking is for some reason there's like loose wires connecting like the ear cups to the headband. Again, that's what I'm going with. But yeah, like in addition, like fucking, like it's like ah, it's this fucking that metal part that you can like the adjustable fucking to make it like the whole thing like bigger or smaller. But then like it's just like wires like fucking like going from on the outside like fucking just like in like a loop like just a wire on fucking both sides. I mean, they're like, I don't know, like 3 inches long, maybe. It just fucking just loose fucking wires there. I'm like, okay. I mean, there's not like the, it's like the nice, like braided fucking, you know what I mean? Like, covering, like coating of the wire. It's not like the fucking just like cheap plastic bullshit that's fucking like, I just fucking stretch it out and it's gonna fucking, get all fucked up. But, I'm still like looking at that. I'm like, it's probably only a matter of time before these fucking wires just get like pulled out from like, I'll be like, grabbing at it in the fucking dark, like trying to, get it or fucking like whatever. Oh, I gotta take a leak, fucking try to take the headset off real quick and just like fish hook my fucking finger in there by accident and fucking just like, fucking, rip it out. And I don't know, just fucking weird design. Like, I don't know what the fuck that is. That's that. Then speaking of wires, you get all the fucking connectors, to connect the fucking headset to other shit. The cord connecting the headset to the PC or, in my case, I just connect it to, an Xbox controller. Like, even if I'm not using the fucking controller, if I'm using fucking, mouse and keyboard or like whatever, I still just fucking, for audio, I just fucking like, I'll just leave the fucking controller plugged in and fucking run it through there. 'Cause, for whatever reason, fucking all my headsets sound fucking way louder and fucking better when I do that, when I go through the controller instead of like directly to the PC. Like, if I just fucking plugged it in where, the fucking headphone jack on the PC where it's supposed to go, like fucking like, yeah, I can do that, but it just sounds louder and fucking better if I go through the fucking Xbox controller. For no clue why. Again, don't know, but it sounds better, so that's what I do. But that cord, you know what I mean, that came with a nice like extension cable, so you got plenty of extra cord to play with, because one of those deals. Again, I'm still struggling with the fucking my keyboard and mouse and shit, where it's like the cord's like, like 5 feet maybe. And that's like fucking like from where I sit to my PC is like maybe like 6 feet, not even. I mean, like, I don't know, something like that. But it's just fucking like it's just like such like fucking like it just makes it to where I need it, you know what I mean? So this the headset just came with like a bunch of like, oh, here's fucking extension cables. This is fucking one of those things. I'm a big fan of fucking extension cables for fucking like whatever, cords and shit. So it's cool it came with it. So it's like fucking like, oh, I get, I don't know, like fucking like 10 feet, like, you know what I mean, or whatever, probably more than that. Just fucking like, oh, I can just use it for like whatever if you're like right up on the fucking PC or whatever you're using, or fucking like, you know what I mean, just fucking like, here's a shit ton more if you just want to like fucking just do what I'm doing, just fucking have cords everywhere and fucking sit like 6 fucking feet away from everything, playing on a TV, and just fucking like, it's cool too for me again. So I got it from the controller, so it's like, I just fucking put the controller down like fucking somewhere and just fucking, I get all those extra fucking cords, so it's not like I gotta fucking have the controller like right next to me too. So that's pretty cool. Like that. It's also got like a little box to control the volume and the bass boost and shit. There's a little handheld fucking remote type thing, but not really a remote. It's just, it's connected. It's part of the cord, but that's convenient, I guess. I mean, I didn't have it for fucking the Turtle Beaches or the Poke. They just fucking just didn't have them. But I'm not a big fan of where it is in the cord. Like, fucking, it's just like just that right spot where you fucking like you can feel it like fucking dangling. If it, you know what I mean? If you got it fucking like, hanging down or fucking like whatever, you got to find a spot to like put it somewhere. You know what I mean? Then it's fucking you move. If you fucking move, your head, you're moving around. You can fucking, you're like dragging it and shit. Don't like that. I mean, I wish I could fucking just, I don't use it. I just fucking just crank everything anyway and fucking don't really touch it. So, again, I guess if I was fucking talking to people and was using my mic and shit, like, yeah, it'd be nice to have like fucking, separate volume for like, the game and the fucking like whatever, the audio. I don't know what does that. I think it's just like a general just fucking up and down and fucking bass boost. So I wish it was either like closer to the ear cup or like I mean, fucking, I don't know why they don't do it. Just fucking have it like on the headset, you know what I mean? Just fucking have it on like somewhere, just fucking the volume and shit, like right there. But whatever. That's one drawback I found. But I don't know. Just whatever. Again, I just fucking crank everything anyway and don't touch it. So I don't use it fucking myself. Yeah, my initial impressions on the fucking HyperX Cloud, pretty good. I mean, for the money, I think it was like 50, $60 or something like that. Pretty decent sound. Fucking, again, the bass boost is pretty nice. Seems fairly sturdily built. Yeah, I'd give it a thumbs up if you're in the market for a headset. And again, I'm not fucking sponsored by them or anything. I never fucking even heard of fucking HyperX or whatever the fuck. But yeah, that was that. So yeah, I just wanted to get that out of the way from the beginning. All the all the boring, all my technical. I know I was probably making your head spin, all those fucking technical terms I was throwing at you. But so I just wanted to get that out of the way at the beginning, and then fucking go into, now we can head into what everyone really fucking tunes in for, and that's gonna talk about Deadwood, which is the HBO show from about 10 years ago. I mean, it's fucking, started watching it. I mean, fucking, I got HBO Go for fucking Game of Thrones, and then that ended, and I'm like, fucking, like, ah, maybe I'll fucking, there's a bunch of shit on here I fucking want to watch and shit. I can watch fucking like movies and like whatever. I fucking watched like, I went through the entire fucking series of like Curb Your Enthusiasm and fucking like whatever. I'm like, yeah, I can watch fucking the Silicon Valley and fucking like this and that and fucking see what movies fucking pop up. I'm like, ah, there's a few shows. Oh, I'm like, ah, let's fucking hold on to this fucking whatever. I guess until I fucking get sick of it, I guess. So anyways, fucking, yeah, I went through the entire fucking Curb Your Enthusiasm. That was like my fucking go-to show, and the show was fucking hilarious. But I'm like, fucking, Deadwood. I'd heard a lot about it, and fucking, again, it came out like 10 years ago, and I was curious. It's fucking, it's a western set in a gold mining town. That's, for the first season, it's fucking like, it's just like barely, it's not even a town really. It's just called the camp. I mean, there's, again, it's in like fucking whatever, like Texas or fucking Arizona, something like that, Nevada maybe, What yeah, so I was fucking, I was just getting like built, like they're just fucking, you know, putting up fucking shops and fucking like this and that, you know, fucking mining town. And you know, I really like that fucking the, you know, the first season. Again, I'm a fucking, you know, fan of fucking westerns. And Deadwood's just fucking, you know, super violent and fucking just had fucking, you know, interesting fucking, you know, interesting characters. A lot of them are based off of real world fucking people from back then, back in oldie fucking western times, old Wild West times. They had like fucking, you know, Wild Bill Hickok and fucking you know, Calamity Jane and shit, and just fucking like, oh, these are cool. And you know, Deadwood was a real fucking town. And you know, spoiler, that's where fucking the town where fucking Wild Bill Hickok got shot and shit. And you know, I was looking at that, I'm like, fucking, oh, you know, they pulled some shit from like, you know, like historically accurate and shit. And just anyway, I was liking it and shit, and just fucking, you know, again, the characters are great, and fucking the writing was really good. It's just fucking, you know, again, it just seemed like a fucking, like, Game of Thrones or, like, whatever, or fucking Breaking Bad type thing. I'm like, fucking, like, guys, oh, fucking, you know, they're introducing characters, and they're getting fucking murdered and shit, and just fucking, like, ah, oh, it's pretty cool. And just, yeah, well, I want to say, I'm like, ah, oh, you know, again, interested and fucking, I was like, ah, oh, see where this goes, like fucking like three seasons of it. And I'm like, fucking, oh, I mean, I'm curious. I want to see where this goes. Then right around the fucking second season, it just took this fucking, noticeable fucking sharp turn, for whatever fucking reason. Just all the characters just start talking like they're in a fucking, William Shakespeare play or something. Just, you know, all fucking old English overwrought soliloquies and shit, and just all the actors just seem like they're, you know, you really tell they're just fucking, it seems like they're just reading from a fucking script and fucking like staring at each other while they're doing it. Like it was a fucking like player. Again, if it was like a play or something, they'd be like, you know, overacting and like, you know, projecting to the back of the room and throwing up their hands and shit and like doing like hand gestures, you know. But now it's just fucking like, oh, it's on TV, so they don't really have to do that. So now they're just fucking just standing there and staring at each other and like reading a script, and fucking one's just like not, you know, one's like fucking like, you know, talking to the other one. The other one just kind of was sitting there waiting for their fucking turn to talk. And it's just like back and forth. It's just like, this is what the fuck happened. You know, from the beginning, I mean, there were a few characters in the show that talk like that. I mean, they talk like fucking, you know, douchebags, but it seemed like that was like a character trait of them. Why, you know, they had reasons why they would talk like that. Or, you know, like there's like a journalist in the town is using, you know, using these big words, and like, you know, most of the townspeople there are fucking like whatever, the fucking like bar owners and fucking miners and shit, and just fucking, you know, he'd talk like that, and they'd have no idea what the fuck he was saying. It's fucking like, you know what I mean? They look at him like he was a fucking, you know what I mean? Like he's speaking another fucking language, and that, you know, it's kind of a joke. I mean, they played that off as like fucking, oh, he has like this fucking, you know, this guy's, you know, again, a journalist. He's fucking running a fucking printing press. He's fucking, you know, in love with like the English language, and he's fucking just, you know what I mean? Using all these fucking, you know, big fucking obscure words and shit, and fucking, you know what I mean, fucking nobody knows what the fuck he's talking about. And again, that was like a joke, like he was a, you know, almost like comedic relief or whatever. Then or there's a, you know, one of the main characters is a fucking scummy, I think he's supposed to be an Englishman. It varies. Like if, again, the first season he's fucking had like a real fucking accent, and that fucking went away. But you know, dude runs a fucking brothel and fucking like whatever, and he's a real fucking like shithead, and you know whatever, he's fucking, you know, beating up fucking prostitutes and like whatever, like killing people, and it's just fucking like, but then like he'd speak, again, he'd fucking, he'd talk like that, you know, he'd talk like fucking, you know, using big words and fucking, you know what I mean, like almost like, you know, just theatrical and shit, and like how he talked, but then like every other word every other word out of his mouth would be fucking or cocksucker, and just fucking like, again, it's like almost like a joke, you know what I mean? Like fucking, you know, again, talking like that, but every other word is fucking your cocksucker, and fuck, you know what I mean? That was just how it was. Again, almost a joke, and, you know, again, he was almost like a villain that first season. Most people are like, ah, oh, that slimy fucking, you know, limey fuck, because, again, that was the character, just fucking overeducated fucking piece of shit, you know? Or, you know, Calamity Jane, again, just fucking, she kind of talked like that, too. But again, she was almost like comedy relief, where she's just fucking, like, drunk off her ass the entire time. She'd be fucking, like, falling down and fucking, you know, passed out in a fucking puddle, or fucking falling off a horse, and just fucking, like, you know, she'd fucking, talking like she was all fucking, you know, even though she's drunk, she's fucking just, you know, talk like she's all fucking sophisticated, and it's just like a joke, like, to her, like, fucking, like, ah, you know, I'm a fucking piece of shit, but, you know, fucking, like, explain why I'm fucking in a puddle of piss, you know, my own piss, and fucking, you know what I mean, just something stupid, and it's like, fine, like, whatever. I mean, again, a few characters, that's all right. Then you fucking fast forward to the second season, and fucking just, all of a sudden, just every fucking person is just fucking, you know, just talking like, you know, for I find one's heart calls out where desires be waned, or whatever the fuck, you know what I mean? Just fucking like, what? Like, what the fuck is this? And just fucking, you know, thou protestest upon a house made of ramshackle wine, and just fucking like, just like, dude, like, what? Like, you understand, like, what's going on. Like, again, I'm not fucking against, like, whatever. I mean, I don't fucking go out and seek fucking, like, Shakespeare shit, but it's just fucking, like, you know what I mean? It's fucking, I can watch it, and, like, oh, I understand it, but why? Like, why are you doing that? Like, you know what I mean? Unless it's fucking, it is a fucking Shakespeare's play, or, you know, old fucking Victorian fucking English, you know what I mean, the setting of fucking what you're doing, like, you shouldn't fucking do that. And just, you know, just like, what the fuck happened? Just, you know, just fucking overwritten fucking garbage. Like, it's the, you know, the show's writer forgot, it's supposed to be like, you know, like everybody, like the writer forgot, like, these, like, all, oh, these are different characters, you know what I mean? Like no, nobody's fucking writ different, like written differently. They're all just fucking the same fucking tone, the same fucking candor, the same, like, everything, just fucking, just like they're, again, like, reading from a fucking Shakespeare script, and just, you know, just by all of them are fucking written like he's jerking off to a fucking portrait of fucking Shakespeare, and, you know what, again, you know what I mean? Fucking, just everybody sounds the fucking same, and just, yeah, it's just like, again, fucking, you know, 1800s fucking out west or whatever, like, I don't think fucking, you know, rough and tumble fucking gold miners in the fucking 1800s talk like that, or fucking, you know, frontier fucking whores, or fucking any, or I don't think anybody fucking talk like that ever again. Maybe fucking, like, you know, like high class fucking Victorian, English or whatever, like, maybe them, like, that's it. Like, fucking lords and ladies, you know what I mean? The fucking, like, 1600 or 1700 fucking England, maybe. But, yeah, fucking frontier out west and fucking Texas or whatever, I really doubt it. And it was just fucking obnoxious. It's literally, again, literally just two fucking actors staring at each other, fucking one speaking dipshit to the other, and fucking, you know what I mean, wait, you know, the other one's fucking waiting their turn. It's, you know, it just sucks. It's like, fucking, again, you saw him, like, season one, I'm like, oh, these guys are interesting, they're, you know, fucking doing great, and fucking, that way I want to see where it fucking develops, the story develops, how the characters develop, and it's just fucking, like, dude, they're just fucking not their fault, you know what I mean? What can they do with that? This is how it's written. There's no other way. Like, you can't fucking deliver these, any of this shit, in a fucking, like, natural way, and, you know what I mean? And just, I don't know. Yeah, it's just fucking, again, it's fucking, like, it's just, you know, old fucking West. It's like, it, probably if you read, like, red letters, like, written back then, you know what I mean, from then, it's fucking probably how people wrote, like, fucking how, you know what I mean, like, fucking people who could write back then, like, wrote to each other, because that's how they were probably taught how to write, you know what I mean, like, fucking, like, and, like, you know, formally, and just fucking, like, whatever. I mean, again, the way fucking, like, the mail was set up back then, I mean, they'd have to fucking, it'd take, like, forever to fucking, you know what I mean? Like, that shit was fucking, like, pretty rare, and it was, like, you know what I mean? It's fucking, like, every, you know, you're only gonna fucking write like one letter, and fucking, you know, you might not fucking hear back for like whatever, a year, whatever, however long. So, you know, I'm sure they fucking like took their time and fucking like, you know, you know what I mean? Just, you know, it took the time to make a, you know, flowery fucking language to fucking whoever the fuck they were writing to. So it was just like something, and just, you know, so to make it so, you know, they took the time to thought about what the fuck they were writing or whatever. But I don't anybody fucking ever really just talk like that. You know what I mean? You know, if anybody's talking in fucking private at a fucking whorehouse, they don't think they were fucking talking like that. It's ridiculous, like soap opera fucking garbage. Just, I don't know, fuck you. You know, they're fucking getting pissed off and like yelling at each other and throwing shit, and they're still talking like they're in a fucking like Shakespeare play. It's just like, dude, again, it's just like soap opera fucking garbage. Like, this fucking sucks. To the point, I mean, I was so fucking confused and just, I'm like, dude, like something fucking like drastic must have fucking happened here. I mean, for this to fucking change, to, like, take this fucking turn, this fucking nosedive, you know what I mean? I'm just, in the show, I actually fucking like looked it up. I'm like, dude, like, again, I'm not a fucking researcher. I just fucking like, I'd rather just fucking like watch or play like whatever. But I'm like, dude, what the fuck happened here? Like, there's some fucking, I don't know, like, I was just like expecting like a fucking writer's strike or, you know, that year, or a big fucking, you know what I mean? Either that or just like this big uproar about like fucking, like, you know what I mean? Like fucking, oh, everyone was fucking pissed about the show when it got canceled or some shit. Like, so I actually fucking looked it up, like fucking Wikipedia, like what the fuck happened, you know, what the fuck happened to season two of fucking Deadwood, and turns out, no, it was the fucking complete opposite, and just fucking people ate that shit up, and just fucking like that season was the most like critically acclaimed, and fucking the writers were fucking winning fucking Emmys and shit, and just, you know what I mean, just fucking like, you know, all the critics are like, oh, this is the best show ever, and just fucking like, you know, oh, this season, I didn't like the last, that first season where it was fucking good, but this one where they all talk like fucking faggots, oh, this is amazing, and just you know, overwhelming fucking positive reviews, and it's fucking like, they even like, I guess on like Wikipedia or whatever, and it's fucking like, oh, look, oh, it's, you know, universally fucking acclaimed, except this one guy, you know what I mean? Like, he just stuck out like a sore thumb, like he didn't fucking like it, and just fucking like, that would have been me back then, but it's just like, overall, like, what the fuck is wrong with people? Like, you know what I mean? They fall for this fucking like gimmicky shit, like fucking, I don't even know what that is. It's just fucking, I don't know, again, just fucking mainstream fucking garbage. It's just fucking, as people are probably like, oh, I learned Shakespeare, and now these, oh, this guy must know Shakespeare too, so, oh, this is good, even though the show is fucking nosediving and it's fucking terrible. Yeah, just fucking, you know, again, at first I was chalking it up to, you know, I'm watching a show that's fucking, you know, 10 years old, this is fucking, you know, older than fucking Breaking Bad, or, you know, before Breaking Bad, or, you know, that I just consider like the, you know, standard of fucking modern TV, or just fucking, you know what I mean? Just fucking, you know, BBB, as I call it. That's how I designate it. But, looking at that, it's just like, no, like, people are just fucking retarded, I guess. That's the case of you know, retarded fucking critics. Again, it's fucking not a bad show. I'm into like season three now. I stuck it through, and it's fucking like after like that peak of just like me being like, what the fuck? Like, I hope, like, this is awful. It's fucking, it kind of like toned down. And then like by season three, it's like, all right, we're back. Like, it went back fucking full circle, and just fucking fist fights in the streets and shit, and people getting their eyes ripped out, and just fucking, it's better. Yeah, fucking people fucking killing themselves and shit. So it does like, get better. I thought it was just ridiculous, like, looking, it's like they had like a graph of like fucking like, oh, like the scores of the fucking show or whatever, you know what I mean, like the critical scores is fucking like where I thought it was a piece of shit, like fucking that was like the peak, and fucking like, oh, that was like Emmy season, and fucking like, Jesus, I don't know. Anyway, that was just fucking pretty much a long rant about something fucking nobody probably cares about, but whatever, I don't fucking, whatever, talk about video games, and, again, something that's fucking, we're just getting, we're front loading, it's gonna be a different show, all the shit I've been fucking, like, ramble mode about for fucking forever, we're just gonna, get that, out of the beginning, then we'll fucking move on to newer, hopefully greener pastures, if thou wish. Yeah, so Overwatch. It's been an ongoing thing, yeah, we got a patch for Overwatch. I mean, I mentioned last week it was coming out, but I hadn't played it, so I really wanted to talk about it. Now that I have played it, I can talk about it. So, the first big change is there's a one hero limit for per team. So that means if you know somebody on your team, picks a character, that character's locked in and nobody else can pick them. And I like that. I mean, fucking again, there's just variety. Variety is always fucking welcome. And sometimes you have to fucking force people not to be fucking retarded. And anything that's gonna break down and like change up like the meta game, you know what I mean? Like fuck, as they call it, the fucking meta game of fucking like oh, these pretty much dipshits who fucking watch. Overwatch fucking esports or whatever, and they see them using fucking like, oh, they're using fucking double Winstons, so I'm gonna use double Winstons and fucking, or whatever, or fucking Tracers or whatever, so you see the same shit. And if you don't do that, again, I don't use the fucking chat, but I can only imagine them fucking like, oh, you have to, oh, you should have been a second Winston, because, oh, it was all fucking whatever, Team fucking Sonic did it in fucking the 2014 fucking Australian fucking Opens, even though obviously they're fucking coordinated. And they have a fucking plan, and we're just fucking random people on the fucking internet, but whatever. And fucking nobody's probably that good, you know what I mean? Like fucking nobody's as good as they are. But yeah, whatever. Plus again, if you have the fucking the whole game is just based on fucking different characters and like classes and counter picking and or whatever, just fucking like you know what I mean? Them using their unique abilities and shit. I mean. You should be fucking making people play different characters. It shouldn't just be fucking, you know what I mean? Again, breaking down that fucking meta of fucking like, oh, I have to be this guy because of this, and you know what I mean? So I like that. I like that change. And then we also got a new character called Anna. Anna or Anna. I think it's Anna. Pretty sure I went into some detail about her last week. I don't fucking remember. Oh, she's a support sniper. She can heal allies when she shoots them, or if you shoot the enemy, you fucking damage them. It's more of like a overtime type thing, like it's a heal over time and a fucking damage over time. And yeah, I played her for a couple hours, and she's pretty cool. I mean, kind of a fucking jack of all trades type character. I mean, she's not the best sniper, she's not the best fucking healer, but or a fucking damage dealer, obviously. But she has fucking her big things like just like utility. I mean, a lot of like fucking special case fucking scenarios. You can fucking be like great, like her ultimate's fucking really good and shit. But she has a grenade too, and a sleep dart and shit, and just fucking she's actually I was looking at him like fucking oh sniper, oh great, I'm never gonna fucking use her, but more fucking spammier than I thought for a sniper character. I mean, you can basically the whole like kind of deal with her, you just fucking kind of hang back behind your team and fucking just fire it at anything and everything, and it's fucking like whatever. I missed the fucking enemy, but I fucking hit my teammate. Like that's actually like good. He's just fucking like, oh, now you're healing. I'm like fucking whatever, and just fucking spam fucking shots and fucking into fucking fights. Pretty much is what you're doing for the most part. Again, then you get fucking you're playing with the fucking grenades and shit, and just you know what I mean? Fucking like that's the type of shit, or fucking that's the utility or the skill comes in of when to use what. One thing I've noticed, I end up using, I end up playing a lot of fucking support and support or tanks or whatever, just because whatever. One thing about playing support of of any kind, you know what I mean, and particularly with her, with Anna, because again, because you're hanging back, you're not an amazing fucking damage dealer, so you're in the back line as much as possible, and hopefully there is a fucking line again, and just you're pretty much back in the back line, you're fucking watching health bars and shit, and like trying to keep people's health up for the most part. Just doing that, like when your team sucks, it's just fucking like wow. I mean, one thing is fucking if you're in the front or whatever, like again, if I'm like Reinhardt or something, I'm fucking way up front of the fucking shield and shit, and just fucking like I can hold it up, and I can just fucking like I'm holding my shield up, but I don't really have much awareness of what the fuck's going on like behind me or like where other people are, like so you do that and like fucking like whatever, you try to like do what you can, but then it's like, fucking, oh, I died, that sucks, like, whatever, just fucking, like, that's one thing. But if you're doing this, you're in the back, and you just see where everybody's going, again, you're not fucking really, like, actively fucking, you know, you're not actively in the fucking front line, you're just fucking, you have, like, just, like, you know, hanging back, you have, like, a view of what everybody's doing, you're just fucking, when your team fucking sucks, it's just, yeah, it's just like, wow. Again, you just watch them fucking trickle in, and you just watch them fucking die fucking over and over. It's just fucking, you know, oh, there's one dude just fucking running and die, fucking, you know, 10 seconds later, the same guy's running and dying, and fucking everybody's just fucking doing their own thing and getting fucking murdered. And again, playing, that's what, playing her, it's just fucking like, there's not much you can fucking do about it, where it's just fucking like, if somebody fucking, pretty much anybody fucking gets up on me, like, close, I'm pretty much done. But she's fun to play anyway, just, again, because it's fucking just, like, so, like, spammy, and, so I like playing with her, but fucking, you know, people are getting fucking, again, I don't think she's the most, like, effective character, just, again, it's just such fucking, you're relying so much on the rest of your team, that playing by yourself and not like a fucking group is tough. But I, you know, other changes in the fucking, the patch, the update, whatever, they buffed D.Va, McCree, and Zenyatta. I haven't fucking played Zenyatta in a while. I haven't fucking played him since the patch too, so I'm not exactly sure what changed with him. Something about his orbs traveling faster or some shit, something like that. I don't know, I can't really talk about it. Didn't play him. I liked him before anyways. He's pretty good. Almost the same, again, as Anna, where it's fucking like, I can heal or I can do damage, and it's fucking like whatever, shit like that. He's pretty good. He was pretty good anyway, so they buffed him. I can only imagine he's still pretty good, a little bit better. But what they did to fucking D.Va, she's fucking, I did play her quite a bit. She's fucking pretty awesome now. She's one of her abilities, her defense matrix, it's just pretty much like a shield that projects in front of her and just completely absorbs like any projectiles, like bullets and rockets and shit that fucking get shot at her. Just fucking completely just fucking wipes them out, like fucking just mitigates the fucking damage for her and like anybody, just fucking just like absorb, again, just fucking shoot a rocket at her and it fucking hits that thing and just fucking that rocket's gone, the bullet's fucking gone. Pretty cool. And that ability used to be kind of shitty because, you know, you'd pop it, you know, it'd fucking project in front of you, it'd stay up for like fucking 5 seconds or so, and then it'd run out and it'd fucking be gone, and you had to wait for it to cool down, which is, the cooldown on it was like fucking like 8 or 10 seconds or something like that before you could use it again. So, I mean, basically, fucking, if you see that, or, you know, people see you use it, and it's just fucking like, all right, well, I'm just not going to fire it, arrow that thing's up, and then once it's gone, she's fucking, no, she can't do nothing for, you know what I mean, for a while, so now I can just fucking pound on her. Yeah, and fucking, it's just like at that point, it's like fucking, oh, you have no defense. You're pretty much just fucking like, oh, you gotta, you know, try not to fucking die again. She was pretty, pretty shitty without a fucking, mercy, like, up her ass, like, fucking constantly healing her, or fucking, you know, doing, like, a damage boost, or, you know, whatever. I'm sure some people are like, ah, oh, I just fucking do these fancy fucking flying moves everywhere and get out of the way and wait for it to fucking, like, whatever. But now what they did for that, they changed it. You can turn that defense matrix, you can turn it on and off as much as you want. It's got a meter that wears down when it's active. I mean, so it's almost like whatever, like, fire is, like, fucking, you know, jetpack or whatever, which is fucking like a meter that as you're holding the button, it'll fucking, like, you know, drain down, and then you fucking let off, and it fucking, you know, it'll build back up after a while. But you can play with it. I mean, you just fucking turn it off, turn it on, fucking turn it on for a while as you push in, you just fucking go. And yeah, so it's much more, you know, fucking much more active and just fucking useful. I mean, you can fucking use it when you want and shit, and, you know, get in close and you know, that her fucking attack or her fucking, like, cannons or whatever, fucking, they're fucking, like, close-range fucking, like, shotguns, pretty much. It was like, you want to be close, and now you have another way, or, you know, a reliable way of fucking, oh, I'm going to fucking throw that shit up and fucking run in with it on, and they can't hit me, and I'll fucking just get in close to them and fucking damage them. So, D.Va, she's really fucking good now. Even her ultimate got fucking buffed up, where she ejects, you know, her ultimate, she ejects out of her mech, and it explodes and does, like, fucking, it's like a nuke, it does fucking, like, crazy fucking damage. And, you know, it used to take a really long time before it fucking blows up, you know, again, when I fucking start first started playing, fucking, you know, that would happen, and people didn't know what to do, and just fucking, like, you know, you could murder the whole team like that, and then fucking, you know, now people know what that is, and it's fucking, you just gotta hide behind a wall or something, and fucking any kind of cover, or you break line of sight, and you're fine. So, I mean, fucking, you know, again, it was just, like, you'd barely get fucking kills with that thing, because it's fucking, like, again, you'd fucking, these people would just, all right, here it comes, and it's fucking, like, all right, I'll fucking hide for a second, and it's fucking, once it blows up, come back. But now it fucking, you eject it, the thing fucking explodes in, like, a few seconds. I mean, it's fucking, it's much quicker. I mean, it's harder to get the fuck out of the way. And she doesn't get fucking hurt from it, either. So, before it, you know, it could kill you too, if you were in the line of sight. So it's much fucking better now. Just it's almost as good as like fucking like Junkrat's tire. I mean, it was fucking one of those things. All with all those fucking changes, it's fucking deep. It's definitely worth fucking playing now. But before, she was almost useless. I mean, it was just fucking like whatever you'd use. It's fucking pretty much like, oh, I'm just gonna play her and whatever. You fucking absorb some fucking damage for a while and fucking, you know, or use that ultimate to, like, maybe, like, you know what I mean, get people to fucking scatter away for, like, you know what I mean, like a second, and like that was it. Like, fucking really not worth using. But now she is, and she's pretty fucking good. McCree also got buffed, and his range got buffed. So just his standard fucking shot with his fucking revolver or whatever used to drop off quite a bit, you know, the further you're away from people, and they changed that, so it's fucking, they made it so it's if you're shooting someone more than fucking 10 feet away now, it's fucking, you know what I mean, and you know, before you get like jack shit for fucking damage, it's fucking like almost doing nothing, and now it's like fucking, you know what I mean, now they changed that, so it's not like he's a fucking like sniper. I mean, he can't fucking, there is a drop off, so he can't fucking, like, you know, if you're shooting from fucking like across the fucking map, you're not gonna fucking out snipe a fucking sniper, but it's like fucking off, you're like, you know, mid range or something, you're fucking getting like headshots and hits, you're doing a fucking shit ton of damage. You know, fucking shit hurts now. He used to be pretty much fucking garbage, and the only way he could fucking play with him would be fucking like, I'm gonna like hide behind a fucking corner and wait for him to come up, and I'd fucking, you know, all I could really do is flashbang and fucking, you know, fan the hammer, or you fucking just fire all your shots real quick, then you fucking roll and do it again, and fucking like that was like the only way to fucking like do like anything with him. Now he's fucking, he's good. Like, again, he's all around decent. Like, he's fucking worth playing, if you know what I mean. If you fucking got good aim and shit, it's fucking really good. So, I mean, overall, I liked all the changes they made. Again, it's mostly because it's not the same fucking team makeups over and over, because, you know what I mean. You know, those good chunk of the characters just like didn't do shit as well as, you know, other people doing the same thing only better, you know what I mean. Yeah, you know, variety is fucking good. So yeah, I like that. And then on a personal note, I found out I'm fucking terrible at Overwatch. I was feeling pretty good about myself as I was playing. I mean, I've got fucking, I don't know, like 1,000 games at this point I fucking played. Feeling competent, as you know, feeling pretty good, and doing the competitive, and fucking, you know, I was finally like starting to even out my wins and my losses in competitive, and, you know, getting into a level range where, you know, I was like fluctuating between like 38 and like 42 or so, and I'm like, fucking, that seems pretty good. I mean, I talked about it, the scale for the ranks is 1 to 100, so I was just figuring, like, 40, I mean, 40 is probably just below average, I mean, that's fine, I mean, fucking whatever, like, you know, figure the average would be 50, you'd think, and, you know, I'm fine being, you know, 10 points below that, 10% below that, that's all right. You know, it'd be fucking, you know, 40% of players, looking at it like that. Again, I was fine. You know, I was bringing my experience with those types of systems, and, you know, probably, you know, I was probably thinking, like, again, about average, and maybe, like, you know, there's a big curve, big drop off around like 50s and 60s, and, you know, that seemed fine. It turns out, no, that's not true. Apparently, I'm fucking terrible, and, you know, the system they use just seems fucked to me. It just I guess like the best players in the world are around like rank 80. Like there's like one guy is like rank like 83, one guy rank like 82, a couple like 81s. You know what I mean? It's fucking like, and if you're in the 60s, that's like the top like 10% of players are in like the 60s. You know what I mean? Even going by that, you think it was actually like higher up, you know what I mean? It was higher up than that, and fucking like, oh, 60 is fucking, you know what I mean? Like, that's like top 10% is fucking 60 or higher. I'm fucking like 40. Like, oh, well, I'm fucking, you know, I'm better than average, you'd think. That's not the case again. It's fucking wrong with that too. I found some fucking stat tracking site called Overbuff, and it uses fucking Blizzard's like own stats to like, you know, compares you to everybody else. And again, I'm rank 40. I'm fucking looking at that, and fucking it gives you the percentage like where you are. It's like, oh, rank 40. You're in the bottom 8% of players. Like 92% of the people who play the fucking game are better than me. I mean, it's like. Like, look, I know I'm not fucking like pro or anything. I mean, and again, I've used that excuse of fucking I'm using a controller on PC and I'm fucking, you know, playing by myself, like whatever. But really, I mean, I'm that fucking bad. I'm fucking the bottom 8% of, you know what I mean? And like 40, I don't know. Just the system seems so fucked up and just it seems like nonsensical. You know what I mean? If you know if they use like the you know the online again the entire scale like 1 to 100, you think again rank 40 would be fucking. Bottom 40%, not the bottom fucking 8%. And you know, again, if they scaled it to like the higher ranks, harder to get. Again, you think fucking that would be fucking higher than fucking the bottom 40%. Just like it's like I honestly like don't fucking like get like how that like how they're doing it. It's like what like fucking like 90% of the fucking players are lumped into 50s. Like is that how it's going? Just fucking like oh, it just seems jacked. And I don't know. I suck. According to stats, but but anyway, that was the Overwatch corner from a fucking you know bottom of the barrel fucking 8%er, and hope you learned something from that, from a good old level 40. Free Press Podcast. This is the second half of the show. The real Grunt Free Press Podcast starts right here. We're actually gonna get some new games going on here. Not random talk about fucking garbage. So we're gonna talk about Earth Defense Force 4.1: The Shadow of New Despair. And as you can tell by the ridiculous title, it's a Japanese game. Go figure. A deep cut for all you long-time listeners is I talked about this months ago when it came out on PS4. But I didn't buy it. I didn't want to buy it because you know it's essentially it's a fucking intentionally fucking low budget. Cheesy fucking game, you know what I mean? As far again, I played the older ones on like 360. I played, you know, two or three other ones on fucking 360, and pretty sure I didn't pay fucking $60 for them. But the fucking the PS4 one fucking was, you know, they're charging like $60. It's like that kind of defeats the fucking, you know, the novelty and the purpose of fucking, you know, buying a fucking cheesy like low budget fucking, you know, B game, B tier game. So I didn't, and then I forgot about it. I was just like saying like, fucking wait till it's on sale or whatever. Then it's fucking like, I check every now and then, it'd be like, it's on sale for like 55 or like whatever. I'm like, I still don't know. I don't know. And I just kind of forgot about it. Then, randomly showed up on fucking Steam, like fucking like, I was just like, flipping through like, recommendations on Steam, like fucking Earth Defense for the same fucking game. I'm like, it's fucking cool. Probably belongs on fucking Steam, you know what I mean? And so it was like $30 or something like that. I mean, you know, one of those deals, we buy it the first couple of days, you get a little bit off too. So I don't know, fucking spent like $25-$30. I'm like, yeah, that sounds about right. So fuck it. And I bought it. Got it and fucking, bought it on the spot. Fucking, I'm like, cool. Fucking stupid. Something stupid I can fucking play. I boot the fucking game up and all the fucking text on everything, all the text in the fucking game is cut off like vertically. Like I can only see like the fucking like the top half of like every fucking word on the screen. And so I couldn't fucking read anything and fucking So maybe sensing a fucking theme here. Go to the fucking Steam discussions to find out what the fuck is wrong with the game and, you know, what's wrong with this fucking game in particular rather than fucking, you know, the past 8 of them that I fucking played on PC that's fucking, like, something I gotta do to fucking make the shit work. It's a fairly fucking simple fix, but it is a fucking pain in the ass. It has something to do with fucking text scaling on your monitor for whatever reason. I never fucking heard of this, so fucking just, like, you know what I mean? A fucking just one game of that's like dependent on like how you have your fucking like overall fucking text scaling set is how it displays fucking shit or how it fucks up displaying fucking text. I had it set to the scaling set to 150%, you know, so it's fucking, that was like the recommendation and fucking works fine, where it's fucking, I'm using a TV, not really a monitor, fucking whatever, 42-inch fucking TV, and, you know, you can actually read fucking text from not like fucking shoving your face fucking on top of it. I mean, it made everything fucking readable. But in order for it to fucking display fucking text correctly on fucking Earth Defense Force, you gotta set it to 100%, or, you know, the give, or fucking, that happens, and the text is fucking fucked. So basically, every time I want to play fucking Earth Defense Force, I gotta open up the fucking control panel and set the fucking scaling to 100%. Then I have to sign out of Windows completely and fucking sign back in. You know, deal with the fucking tiny text, which is no big deal. I fucking launch the game, and when I'm done with the game, same shit. I gotta fucking, you know, control panel, set it back to 150, sign out, sign in, and PC games. That's what happens. But anyway, other than that, the fucking, the game itself is fucking just pure fucking dumb fun. It's fucking pretty cool. It's old school, like fucking like cheesy, like whatever, 50s fucking sci-fi fucking, third person shooting. It feels like a fucking PS2 game, pretty much, you know, old school that way too. And, you know, almost looks like a fucking PS2 game too, like an upscaled, like whatever, high res PS2 game. It's just, you know, the environments are all flat and it's fucking not much detail to them. And, you know, the enemies and the soldiers are pretty much fucking, you know, simple, like, you know, copy and paste a million of the same dudes and fucking enemies and shit. Just, you know, some like palette swaps and shit. Like, these fucking red ants are more dangerous than the black ones, and the fucking red UFOs are fucking take more hits than the fucking the silver ones and shit like that. You're fighting giant insects and robots and aliens and shit, and the giant insects are literally just fucking like giant ants and fucking spiders and shit. It's like no, nothing like fuck, they didn't even like make an effort. Like there's like nothing like remarkable, like creative about them to like make them like we fucking like made like a ant like creature. It's like, no, they're giant fucking like ants, like, you know what I mean? I mean, they do shit like they fucking like shoot acid out of their fucking ass and shit, or they'll like bite you, like whatever. But, yeah, just fucking huge, and they fucking spit acid, and fucking, you know, this giant fucking spiders fucking spit webs at you and shit. But I'm saying, like, just from, like, a design, it's just, like, just giant fucking ants and shit and spiders. So it's kind of got, like, a Starship Troopers vibe to it. Just, you know, there's fucking hundreds of fucking bugs, like literal fucking bugs. There's, like, hundreds of them fucking swarming you, and, you know, you're just this fucking tiny little fucking disposable fucking marine in a squad full of, you know, you'll pick up other dudes along the fucking, as you plan, that'll come fight with you too. It's just fucking like, oh, it's more fucking generic fucking marines and shit, and, you know, tanks and shit. And all the missions are just fucking, the objective is just pretty much like, you know, they give you like a briefing, and it's fucking like, ah, you know, blah, 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 we gotta fucking go down to the nest and this and that. But start off the fucking mission, it's just, every objective is just kill everything. You get a fucking radar, fucking find the fucking red dots on the map, and just go out to them and fucking kill them, and that's it. That's the only objective. I mean, again, they mix up the environments and the enemies and shit. Like, sometimes you're in a... Yeah, you'll be in like a underground, like, claustrophobic tunnel, and you'll be killing the fucking, you know what I mean? They'll all be fucking swarming you in this fucking, like, you know, closed off space, and, or, you know, then the next one you'll be in like this fucking, you know, it'll be like fucking like Normandy Beach or some shit. It's just fucking like you're on like, you know, a beach, and there's fucking mountains in the back, and, you know, you can see for fucking miles, and it's fucking sunny and shit, and it's fucking, you know, you see this fucking army of fucking hundreds of fucking ants marching towards you and shit. Then every now and then fucking Godzilla shows up. So one of those deals where it's like, on one hand, it's really fucking stupid. It's just like so simple and like outdated. You're playing it, it's fucking like you wonder why you're playing it. And it's fucking like, this is really fucking cheesy. Then on the other hand, once you get into it, it's fucking like, it's really intense, and it's fucking fun as hell to play. And even like the graphics, I mean, you look at the graphics and like you can look at them and be like, ah, it's fucking like, you know, again, like upper res, like PS2 era, you can fucking like laugh at that. But then, when you're playing, is, you know, as you're playing, is fucking like genuinely like impressive, you know, what's going on, all these fucking like amazing looking fucking explosions and shit, and like effects and fucking, you know, textures, and, you know, every now and then, and just fucking, you know, be like a fucking thousand enemies on screen, and there's fucking shit in the air, there's shit in the ground, and fucking buildings are fucking crumbling, and, you know, pretty much every building can be fucking flattened and fucking destroyed completely. It's fucking almost like a simplified fucking version of like the Battlefield fucking Levolution shit, or like Red Faction, and you know, fucking just, you know, do enough damage to a fucking, like, pretty much any fucking structure, or just fucking just crumbles and comes down, and you know, fucking dead bodies will fucking, you know, the dead fucking insect bodies just fucking stay there for a while. You can fucking shoot them, and fucking, you know what I mean, they fucking fly across the screen and shit. That's pretty fucking cool, and it runs like super fucking smooth. Like, it doesn't fucking drop a fucking frame, no matter what the fuck you're doing. Yeah. you know, like I said, you know, I played a fucking few of the older fucking EDFs, Earth Defense Force games, and again 360 or whatever. And it, you know, for the most part, definitely feels like it's more of the same shit. I think the last one that came out was like Insect Armageddon or some shit that I played. That one wasn't great, but I remember like the one before that, maybe the last couple two before that were fucking like, again, it's pretty much the same shit. It's just fucking, it just almost feels like, I don't know, like the old school fucking, again, Japanese like PS2 game of like mission based, I don't know, like Ace Combat or like Gran Turismo or something, where it's just fucking like, all right, here's a menu, here's your missions, fucking pick one and go. I mean, do your loadout and you fucking just go. But yeah, you pick from your, again, it is like updated, where it's fucking like, again, it's fucking like more of that, but it's, you know, better of that. Fucking the, you know, explosions, it fucking, you know, plays better and shit. Godzilla finally shows up. You can pick from four classes. You get like a standard soldier, suppose what I'm playing now. So, you know, your basic class, you can fucking roll around the fucking, you know, to dodge and strafe and shit. You can carry two weapons at a time. It's just pretty much just a generic fucking marine. standard dude. Then there's the heavy class. And I haven't played these. Just I've looked at them, and been like, I'm just gonna stick with the standard dude for now. But there's a heavy class, which I guess is slower. It has more armor to him. You know, you can carry heavier weapons. Like, he can carry like two heavy weapons in each hand or some shit. And there's like a Valkyrie, I guess, that can fucking you can fly around or like whatever, have like a jetpack, and but you have like, you know, not that much armor, but you do more damage and like special weapons. So it's pretty much like the glass cannon. And then the fourth one is fucking something I didn't really understand what the fuck he was. Something about like he's designed for like co-op pretty much. He just has like a lot of support, like healing, like that type of shit. So I don't know. I'm just fucking focusing on the Marine for now. But anyways, just fucking one of those things. I've been playing for a while. It's fucking all these fucking, you know, missions and fucking like whatever. It's just cool that it's fucking like, you can choose from like, you know, all these different, if you want to fucking switch up these classes, you can do different difficulties and just like whatever. As the game, as you're playing the missions, you're killing shit. They drop, they drop in items. It's either, health pickups, armor, or weapon crates. You pick up the armor, and what that does, it increases your maximum health for the next mission. Like, you know what I mean? Like overall, like your character is persistent. Like, you go to fucking, you go back and forth. You can pick whatever. You don't have to go in order. You fucking pick whatever mission you want. I mean, that you've unlocked, and it's fucking like, you know, it's just like an overall. As you pick up that armor, it's just like your guy's just like a more maximum health. Which is kind of counterintuitive, you think? Like, fucking, you know what I mean? Armor, you know what I mean? Like, armor increases your health, you know what I mean? Like, health increases your health for that mission, but you pick up the armor, and that's fucking just, like, good for whatever, your overall character. Whatever. Then you get the weapon crates you pick up, and they give you random weapons. It's, you know, almost like whatever, drops in, like, Diablo, something like that, you know? Just fucking, again, you don't know what it is, and you pick it up, you gotta wait till you finish the mission, then it tells you what the fuck they were, which is kind of weird. Same shit, like, standard, like, you know, the more difficult the mission, the higher you set the difficulty, you have, you know, better chances of getting better weapons and all that. The thing with the pickups is you actually have to like walk up to them and like physically pick them up. I mean, and that can be a fucking huge pain in the ass, because the levels and the monsters are so fucking, you know, it's so like large scale. You really don't want them to fucking get up close to you and like surround you and shit. So if you're playing it safe and you know, you're trying to like snipe them or just, you know, get them from a distance, and you're fucking shooting rockets at them from a fucking mile away, and you don't gain anything. It's all, you're not gaining like, it's all you're gaining fucking, it's not like you kill an enemy, you get like experience or anything like that. Like, all that matters is picking up like those crates, the fucking armor and the, weapon crates, in order to fucking, you know, get your guy, better level or whatever, better equipped. So if you don't fucking walk over there and fucking grab the crates, you're not getting shit from fucking playing the missions. There's no time limit or anything. So, I mean, if you have the patience, it's no big deal. I mean, you can fucking, again, all the missions just fucking kill everything. So you could, you know, I guess you could fucking, kill everything but fucking one enemy if you wanted, then fucking backtrack the entire fucking map and just pick up every fucking weapon and, every fucking pickup, So, I mean, that's like, again, it's just all about patience. I mean, but it does kind of like kill the mood when there's like fucking, you know, there's fucking like metal playing, there's these fucking hundreds of fucking dumb giant fucking 50s sci-fi monsters attacking you, and you're fucking, I gotta stop and fucking just run around this fucking empty field to fucking collect fucking boxes. Yeah, so I mean, whatever. I mean, you can replay missions whenever you want again if you feel like, you know. So if you're going on to like the next like the sequential one and fucking, oh, this is hard, and you can just go back and fucking get more health, try to get better weapons, and you know, you can repeat like the claustrophobic, like the tunnel ones where you're gonna fucking pick up like pretty much everything, because it's almost like a straight line, you know. But again, with the fucking themes in the show, I just hate fucking grinding. I'd rather just fucking move forward and move on, and you know what I mean. Just go, and I just wish it would fucking mission over and just fucking every crate that you fucking drop, you collect or whatever. But I mean, just the game is just fucking like super fucking dumb fun. I really do like it. You know, it feels like they built this fucking giant fucking sandbox. Just like that, you know, they just threw in like the dumbest, coolest shit they could think of, and just, you know, cranked out fucking scenarios to show it off, and just it's great. I mean, fucking again, definitely worth the money. And you know, just if you just want to fucking shut your brain off and just fucking, you know, Serious Sam fucking just shoot fucking dumb shit, and just, you know, it's like fucking, you know, the 90s like fucking all over again. You know, EDF, there's some pretty good fucking lines in there too. The fucking, you know, they have like, you know, as you're fighting, your Marines give, you know, give fucking like lines and fuck, you know, be in the fucking, the tunnels and just fucking, oh, I'm the fucking one I heard earlier is fucking cracking me up is, you know, you're fighting in the fucking, the tunnels in the fucking dark. You have like flashlights on your fucking heads and these here one guy like fucking, oh, I'm used to the dark at night. My town used to turn off all the lights. It's like, what the fuck does that even mean? Like, that's fucking ridiculous. It's so funny. Really good. Yeah, it's Earth Defense Force 4.1, Shadow of Despair, Despair or something like that. Really good game. Fucking, I like it. I'd check it out if you just want fucking a dumb shooter. Really good. Anyway, just talk about other news that I haven't heard. It might be a grunt-free press exclusive because nobody else wants to talk about it, but RIP Kick-Ass Torrance, and thanks to former grunt-free press co-host Clay Cuckolds. He broke the story in the field. So Kick-Ass Torrance used to be a fairly reliable torrent site, you know the usual fucking, you know, just grab whatever movies and fucking whatever, a pirate site, as commonly called. It had been up for fucking years, and the way this one worked is a little different than just fucking like, ah, whatever, click on this link and fucking whatever, here's like mirrors. I mean, this had fucking, you know, it had a pretty decent like community. It had like forums and shit, people talking about shit. You know, you could vote and do like comment on whatever you downloaded. So it'd be like, oh, you know, I fucking downloaded this and I got a fucking notification from fucking Comcast about, you know what I mean? Like, you know, this is fucking like a tagged thing or, you know, even just like quality. You're just fucking like, oh, you know, this fucking movie, like whatever. I mean, the sound's fucked up or like, oh, it's whatever. Or like whatever. This has a fucking virus and that shit would be fucking, you know what I mean? That shit would be like downvoted, and if it really was fucked up, they'd remove it from the thing. So, I mean, it's almost like a community policed fucking torrent site, and you know, the users were pretty fucking good, and just like whatever, you rely on shit that people said was good would be good. So I mean, you're pretty safe with whatever you're downloaded from there. And apparently they got taken down by Homeland Security Investigations and the Internal Revenue Service. Again, these fucking, you know, I've heard about these pirate sites or whatever, you know, they get taken down. I mean, that's nothing new, but again, I'm not fucking whatever. I fucking use it. I use it every now and then for like whatever. I'm just like shit. The first time I've ever seen like, you know, the notice if you go up there to fucking Kick-Ass Torrance. That was the first time I've ever seen like the notice that they put up there once they do that shit, once they fucking shut it down. It's pretty fucking ridiculous. It's these fucking giant badges for fucking government agencies, like fucking Homeland Security Investigation fucking logo, fucking the Department of Justice, the Department of the Treasury Special Agent, fucking International Organized Crime Intelligence and Operations Center, National Intellectual Property Rights Coordination Center, and they all have these logos of fucking like, you know, angry fucking screaming eagles spreading their wings and fucking like swooping down and shit, and just like, dude, like how much time and fucking money went into taking this fucking site down? You know what I mean? Like this, the way they make it seem is like fucking like all hands on fucking deck. It's a fucking terrorist attack. Like five fucking agencies and United States fucking District Court. I mean, just like really? Like no, like not even to get in. I don't want to get into the fucking the legality of it. Like, you know what I mean? The site's technically, you know, as in my mind anyway. Again, I'm not a fucking lawyer, believe it or not. The sites are technically the hosting files that people upload and download and like whatever. I mean, I don't think like the owner, like, you know, I doubt the owner of fucking Kick-Ass himself or herself, you know, the BPC, was uploading movies and fucking games and that shit. You know what I mean? Like, he's probably just like, oh, I was gonna, this is the site, people do what the fuck they want, like whatever. How they can shut the whole site down and not fucking, you know what I mean? Like, rather than fucking like, oh, this is fucking copyright, we'll take it down, or like whatever, like that type of shit. I don't understand how that's legal, and it probably shouldn't be. I mean, like, how that's illegal. I mean, it's fucking like, this could be like fucking going after fucking Microsoft because they use Windows. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, I use fucking Windows to upload this fucking, this fucking movie torrent. So, let's go off to shut down Microsoft because we use, you know, they use fucking Windows, or, you know, that'd be fucking stupid, and they wouldn't do that because fucking, you know, Microsoft would fucking fight back. But, you know, you get these fucking, these little guys, the owners of fucking, you know, Kick-Ass torrents, probably doesn't have the money for fucking decent lawyers. So it's just fucking like, God, they're going to shut you down. They probably just fucking up. We're going to shut you down. They shut him down and fucking like whatever. He's probably whatever, you know, fuck for the, you know, in jail or fucking, you know what I mean? Fucking doing whatever the fuck they're doing to him. Yeah, it just seems pretty fucked. I mean, it's or like, you know, and they want to, you know, put this fucking, this notice up here to make a point and fuck, you know what I mean? Or fucking another example was that all the music for I use in the show, I just get it from fucking YouTube. I just fucking, you know, YouTube and fucking, you know, those people that own the fucking licenses. I mean, they fucking just put little notices on, like under the video, like, hey, I don't own the license to this, but whatever. I mean, just fucking put it up. So I just fucking use the video, the fucking YouTube video, and just fucking extract the sound from it, and there you go. I mean, fucking whatever. So what, the fucking, the feds gonna go after fucking, you know, they're not gonna go after YouTube. I mean, they don't want to fuck with Google to take that down. I mean, it's kind of the same thing, isn't it? Or they put up fucking clips of movies, you know what I mean? No, they do, like, copyright on each individual fucking thing, you know what I mean, that they, that the uploader doesn't own, and fucking like whatever, if the owner of the copyright fucking goes after him. But in this case, it's fucking all, oh, this site, people are fucking, you know, downloading shit from, that's fucking, you know, don't have the copyright to, and fucking, oh, just shut down the whole site and it put up this fucking ridiculous fucking notice of, you know what I mean? Again, this is fucking old shit of just back in, like, you know, Napster, I remember in my day, or fucking like LimeWire or that, kind of the same thing, but it's just fucking like, this is one that had been up for a while and just fucking like, again, had like a community do it. So yeah, I mean, just fucking, you know, it's just whatever. It's more governmental control of the fucking free internet, in quotes. You know what I mean? Just again, it's just check out the site now. Just take a look at that, and let me know your feelings at podcast@gruntfreepress.com. And you know, thank President Obama. You know what I mean? This is what all those fucking agencies, you know what I mean, what they're going after. And just look at the site, just remember that image in fucking November when it comes time to vote for the next president. Because, yeah, you know, our hearts and prayers at Grunt Free Press go out to anybody affected at Kick-Ass Torrents. And here's another random public service announcement. I got sent a picture of... I get a text message. All it was a picture of some computer circuitry. You know what I mean? That's all it was. And I thought at first I thought it was from fucking Clay Cuckold sending me a picture of the inside of his PC is what it looked like to me. So I replied. My reply was fucking, what am I looking at? Was the fucking the board melted? Because I don't know what the fuck a good or bad fucking computer chip looks like, and it looked fucking melted to me. Like, I don't know what the fuck, some goo in the fucking middle of the fucking thing. No clue. Again, despite what I said at the beginning of this fucking episode, I'm not really a PC hardware guy. Turns out it was a random fucking number, and just the guy or girl says no, they're good chips. And then, you know, then I said, I have no clue what the fuck I'm looking at. Then I get a reply back saying, Ed can get these boards, he knows where to pick them up. So then I just realized it's a fucking random person calling me, like fucking sending me messages, but he's deleted everything. So just PSA, Ed, go pick up those boards. But anyway, with fucking Kick-Ass down, I guess it's time for everybody's gonna turn to the deep web for their needs. It was bound to happen eventually. Again, this fucking governmental fucking control and SOPA and PIPA and all that. Cracking now, they just want to fucking control the internet. So you got to fight back, and everybody can just fucking retreat to the deep web, I guess. And for $2 on Steam, you can get a pretty good head start with a game called Welcome to the Game. Is the name of the game. So the entire premise of it is you're trying to gain access to a red room on the deep web. Talked a little bit about the deep web before, about that sad Satan shit. Again, deep cut for a long time listeners. So a red room is a site you go to watch a feed, like a live feed of somebody getting tortured and murdered. So the game's pretty much like a wish fulfillment game, like fantasy, I guess. The gameplay, you're sitting in a chair with a monitor in front of you, like a PC and a fucking, computer monitor in front of you with on the desktop, you get two icons. One opens up a web browser. And one is a just like a notepad you fucking just type in notes and do. That's pretty much it. So you open up the browser, you click through links to find work and web pages, and a lot of them are fucking like broken links and shit. Like it's supposed to be like whatever, like fucking just a list of fucking old school fucking web pages and just fucking half of them are just like I cannot. Can't connect and like whatever. Then like the other ones are like fucking these sites are only up during certain times of the day, so it's like there's a clock going in the corner and you gotta fucking like this isn't up at fucking 10 a.m so maybe it's up at like 11 p.m shit like that. Using the browser, you're just clicking through a bunch of links and fucking the sites are all I guess they're all supposedly based on fucking real fucking websites from the deep web. Who knows? But there's a lot of fucking this site to fucking buy guns, buy drugs, buy fucking sex slaves and fuck, they're fucking is a fucking satanic cult, is fucking some site for fucking hackers and that type of shit. Again, mysteries of the deep web. So basically what you're looking for is you're searching, you're just looking for a URL address that you just, once you figure it out, you type it into your fucking, search bar or whatever, you type in the URL to fucking the right one, you get to the red room. I haven't done it, so I don't know. So it's all just like hidden in the pages, just fucking, part of the code, just fucking hidden it. So fucking, it's like this be this web page of fucking gibberish, and you'll see like, certain looking code will be like 5- ACSCC or something like that. And just fucking like the 5 means it's the 5th part of the code. And, you got to find, it was like 7 or 8 pieces, and you just got to like type them in, figure them out. And it's all randomized, so it's not like, you fucking just go in and fucking like, what's the solution? I fucking type it in and win the game. It's like every time you boot up the game, it's fucking random. You get to start over. There you go. Fucking you find them all, catch them all, fucking put them in the right order, fucking put it in and see somebody get tortured, I guess. I haven't been able to do it. But other than that, the game part of it is as you're doing that, you'll get hacked as you're searching. As you're looking through the web pages, and a skull icon pops up, and you gotta do like a mini game. It's either gonna be like a BioShock or like Pipe Dream one, where you gotta type in strings of C++ code in like a certain amount of time, or you do like a fucking like C++ code. I don't know what the fuck I just said. It's either that BioShock one, or it's fucking you gotta type in code, C++ code. So I talked about last week taking a dump and trying to figure out C++. So that was worth it. Those skills come in handy as I'm trying to see somebody get tortured. And if you fail, you lose time. Like again, there's a time limit and shit. You only have 30 days to do it. And if you can't find it in 30 days, like it's game over. So you lose time, man. Sometimes you lose, like, you know, what you typed in your notebook is fucking wiped out. Yeah, and sometimes, like, you know, that address of, like, you know, you're trying to find the URL address and for, like, the end game type thing, like, that'll just get reset and wiped too. So then also you can get kidnapped, which has happened to me every time I fucking play, and I've gotten kidnapped by Russians quite a few times. So, you know, as you're looking through the fucking the pages, you occasionally hear, like, humming, or you hear, like, footsteps, or you hear fucking, like, shit moving around your house, in the game. And, you know, you have to fucking, you know, right-click, fucking exit out of the PC, then you turn around behind you, there's a light switch, you fucking turn that off, and you just fucking sit and wait in the dark for a little bit until you think you're safe. So you're just fucking, like, sitting there. I guess it's something about, like, fucking use your mic, too, if you have a mic plugged in. So if, you know, you're making noises and shit and the mic picks it up, like, that fucking tips him off too. So you gotta just, like, sit in the dark and just, like, sit there. So you think it's safe. Otherwise, Russians. So, I mean, the game's pretty good. I mean, it's fucking, I do like how it's taken, like, you know, the modern mythology and shit. And, like, you know, it's almost like a modern, ghost story, like, whatever, just go to, like, YouTube, type in, like, deep web stories, there's, like, a million of those. It's funny, you know what I mean, it is, like, just, like, modern, like, whatever, fucking campfire stories, almost. I mean, some of them are probably true, some of them aren't, like, whatever, but, just cool that they take that shit, and then, you know, they make a horror game from it. And again, I guess they do take, like, a lot of, the pages and shit from actual, like, deep web pages, so it's just cool, it's just fucking, you know, a little bit of reality, a little bit of fucking modern mythology, and, It is kind of, like, you know, tedious from, like, a gameplay standpoint of just fucking, you know, you're just, like, pixel hunting for code. And one, like, you know, you start off, like, wiki one, like, deep web wiki one with a link of fucking, you know, list of links. And then to get to, like, the second level of that, you got to do, like, this fucking mini game or whatever, just like a trial and error type puzzle and fucking... that's kind of a pain in the ass, but hey, again, for $2, it's not a bad little cheap fucking jump scare fucking horror game, you know what I mean? Just, you know, again, just the mechanics of just clicking through files and web pages and shit, looking for information, like, that's not new. I mean, I've heard of other games doing it before, like fucking Her Story or fucking Sybil, I guess, or whatever. I didn't play any of those because, again, I fucking hear that and I'm like, fucking, well, that's dumb, like fucking, like, dumb meta garbage. Those all seem like fucking boring, but... this one, I mean, you give me the goal to look through, you know, fucked up shit to find, you know, maybe get to see somebody get fucking murdered, and it's fucking, I heard that, and I'm like, I jumped all over it, and I'm like, that sounds interesting to me. So, what that says about me, that I have good taste, I guess. Yeah, so that's it. I mean, fucking, I'll end it on that note. I had other shit to talk about. I've been playing a lot of, The Secret World, but run a little bit long, and plus I fucking, whatever, the 50 minutes get fucking destroyed by fucking updates, and I'm gonna blame it on Steam. After this I'm gonna fucking open up Steam and see if it's gonna fucking an update fucking kicks in, because I have a feeling that's what it is. But yeah, I've been playing a lot of The Secret World. I talked about it last week and I'll talk about it next week, but just say I have a lot to say, and I'm really fucking digging it. And real quick, fucking notable new releases coming out that I'll be playing too. Marvel Ultimate Alliance 1 and 2 are getting remastered and re-released on current-gen consoles and PC. And honestly, I'm not a big fan of fucking remakes and remasters and shit, but one of those things I'm like, fucking, like, I kind of want to play Ultimate Alliance. I kind of want to play it on the fucking PC, and fucking, like, yeah, it wasn't released on PC until now. I think it comes out today. I mean, fuck, it's a really cool game. It's fucking kind of like Diablo, but I think it's better than Diablo. So you get fucking, you know, dozens of different fucking characters to pick from. They all have, like, unique abilities and fucking, you know what I mean? Rather than, like, whatever, like, half a dozen from fucking Diablo. It's fucking, like, whatever. Plus the story's fucking nice and long, and fucking, you know, there's varied shit to play through, and it's, you know, fun to go through multiple times, and it's fucking, you know, it's not randomized fucking just you know, tile based shit like Diablo. It's fucking, like, oh, it's like an actual story, it's fucking actual, like, handmade fucking shit, which I like better. So yeah, I think that comes out today. I'm fucking, I'm going to check that out. As long as I don't fuck it up, as of like remaking it and somehow fucking ruin it. The original fucking Ultimate Alliance is fucking amazing. Two kind of sucks, but whatevs. And also fucking, the Batman fucking Telltale game, episode one, is either out today or next week. I don't know, but it looks cool. Just fucking wanted to mention that if it does come out this week. But anyway, that's it. Fucking, you can reach out to, Grunt Free Press on the dark web at podcast@gruntfreepress.com and tell me your Russian kidnapper stories. Mommies, I've been stealing your babies. Gag threatening, maybe I'll suck out his brain. You know those dead kids, they make me feel almost high. I go get one from the schoolyard. He bled like a stuck pig. My bloated love knuckle, just like Fatty Arbuckle. I'm gay and I'm proud. That's right, faggot. And a corpse full of maggots. I wanna blow, come on, faggot.